This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, as usual. What a nice day out there. Of course, it could change. It's a little bit breezy, nice and cool. I actually put a pair of jeans on this morning for the first time in months. And, with all that nasty 90-some degree weather we've been having, good grief. Certainly knocked down participation in the outdoor sports as I travel around to the different stores and so forth. People were complaining about, hey, we had a real good June, real good July, and August just dropped off the table. Well, I can understand that. People don't want to go out there in 90-some degree weather and, cook their brains out on a boat or fish or crab or whatever it might be. But, hey, we're getting into fall. We're getting into the hunting season, which started Thursday, September 1st, with the resident goose season and the opener of dove season. And, of course, DNR told us on Wednesday that hunting season was going to start on Thursday. So we want to thank them for the update on that. So for those of you who filed a lottery application for a bear license, even though I think we got two announcements from DNR yesterday, the announcement of the bear lottery wasn't on either one of them. However, the announcement is online if you would like to check your DNR ID number against the list. By all means, please do. And if you need to know where the list is located, it's on the DNR website. And if you need to know even more information, just give us a call here and I'll be glad to, or send me an email and I'll be glad to share the link with you. I don't know why it's a big secret. 750 people are getting bear permits this year. 5,000 people applied, and 50-some hundred people applied. 5,700. I don't know what the number is. It doesn't really matter. But, what's the big secret? Announce it. Tell us about it. Put out a press release. Don't hide it on the DNR, hunting website. Tell us about it. I had to ask people I know in DNR where it was. Got the email back. Oh, here it is. Here's the link. You didn't win. Oh, thanks. Thanks for telling me. Don't give me the opportunity to go on there and be disappointed on my own. But, we got a good working relationship with those folks. So we're not going to bust them too bad. How about that? Noah Dankner is our producer this morning. He's the one that's going to be, answering the phones today, and we're going to keep them busy, I think. I think that's a good thing we ought to do. Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe generate a little interest. Why don't you sell your stuff today? As long as it's outdoors related. You got a spare tree stand, a tent, a gun, a crossbow, something like that. If you want to sell it, decoys maybe, give us a call. Tell us about the item, and Noah will get your phone number. And if you want to help yourself, say, I want to sell something today, and tell Noah what it is. He'll write your phone number down, okay? Then you go on the air, you tell us what it is. And then if somebody wants to buy it, they can call us and say, I want to buy those decoys, or I want to buy that crossbow, or I want to buy whatever. And Noah will write that person's number down. And then I'll connect the two off the air. How's that sound? I don't want you to give your phone number out over the air. This is not the flea market. Don't give your number out over the air. And I don't want you having a number of people call you and bothering you. So we'll be the filter. Does that sound okay, Noah? You understand what I'm trying to do here. I'm not trying to expose anybody's phone number to the general public. But if they've got something to sell, we are the keeper of the phone number. So buyers and sellers both, or sellers and buyers both, have to call here. We'll record both numbers, connect you to with each other. And the way it'll probably work is I will call the seller and give them the buyer's number off the air later today. What do you think? You okay with that? All right, cool. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Since we were talking a little bit about bears, and a lottery number have been drawn, 750 permits across the four western counties, Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett. Let me tell you about this news story I read the other day. Apparently this... I love the way they put this. An old Japanese man fends off a bear attack. Okay? An old Japanese man, 63. Give me a break. Anyway, guy's fishing. And he's standing there along the stream, and he's doing his thing, and not minding his own business, and here comes an Asian black bear. You've seen them. They have the big furry head and the big V white thing in the front, you know, and they're kind of wild looking. Well, this thing's six foot black bear, Asian black bear, comes for the guy, grabs him, bites his leg, beats him up. Finally, the guy goes, "I've had enough of this," and he stands up and he puts his fist out in front of him in the classic karate pose, and the bear comes for him. Pow! He hits the bear in the eyes, and the bear goes, "I can't see to kill the guy," and runs away. I think that's classic, man. I don't know if I'd have the stones to stand up and poke a bear in the eyes. You know, I mean, I guess when you think your life's in danger, you know, you got to do something. But hey, I give this old guy credit for being, you know, hey, I know karate. You know, come on, grasshopper. Bring it on, big boy. You know, I love it. Ah, well, that's another bear story. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You're going to like this story. You're going to like this story. This comes from my buddy Dave Levitt, who gave me a copy of his Pennsylvania Outdoor News. He gets it in the mail, and, you know, he hunts in Pennsylvania a little bit, deer hunts, turkey hunts up there. So he gets this, and... This is an article by a fellow by the name of A.D. Crable, C-R-A-B-L-E. He's a contributing writer to the Pennsylvania Outdoor News. This is from Lancaster area. The former owners of a Chinese restaurant in Lancaster County have been charged for recovering deer carcasses from dumpsters at two butcher shops and selling the meat on the streets of New York City. Pennsylvania Game Commission said deer bodies were taken from the butcher shops in New Holland and Elizabethtown from as far back as 2012. On July 22nd, Shi Lu Eng and her husband, Chun Duong Eng, recent co-owners of the new China House restaurant in Lititz, were cited by the Game Commission for 17 alleged wildlife violations. Shi Lu Eng was cited with 15 violations for alleged illegal transport of deer to sell in New York City. She and her husband were each cited with one count of possessing deer parts with the intent to sell at the Lititz restaurant. Each charge is a misdemeanor, carrying a fine of $1,000 to $1,500 and up to 90 days in jail. The Game Commission in December had found 300 to 400 pounds of deer parts, including brains, heads, and skin tails, inside the eatery, a fixture in Lititz since 1994. Shi Lu Eng, 54, and Chun Duong Eng, 66. Let me turn to the jump page here. Hang on. Should have had my finger in there. Both of Lititz have told New York and Pennsylvania officials that the deer parts were only for their own use. They've denied the deer parts were used in any food prepared at the restaurants and sold to customers. However, Sierra McBroom, 17 years old, of Lititz, a former employee at the restaurant, said that she asked about deer legs in the restaurant and that Eng told her it was to put the bones in the soup to make it taste better. I believe it was wonton soup. Majority of the wildlife violations stem from Shi Lu Eng being found selling deer parts out of her back of a van, out of the back of a van on Chinatown section of New York City shortly before Christmas. Eng subsequently pleaded guilty and was fined $2,250 in New York County Court in February for unlawfully possessing protected wildlife, importing deer spinal cord parts from outside New York, and failing to comply with mandatory tagging requirements. Do you want to go on, or do you get the idea? I think you get the idea. Let's go to Ron and Crabber Ron in Sykesville. Good morning, Crabber Ron. How are you, buddy?
How in the hell are you?
I'm doing great, brother. How about you?
I'm doing good. Guess what I'm doing right now?
Getting ready to go crabbing.
Listen to this. You hear that?
I heard that. What are you doing?
I'm eating crabs.
Oh, you're eating crabs at dawn?
Yeah. Well, there ain't no time limit on eating crabs.
No, there's no time on eating crabs. You're right.
No.
I get it.
We had some last night and had them left over. I thought, well, damn it, I'm getting up and eat some crabs. I don't want no bacon and eggs. I can have that any time.
You ought to make a crab omelet there, Ron.
Well,
yeah,
I can do that too.
Yeah, make a little on crab, crack some of them, get some of that meat out of there, chop it up a little bit, throw it in an omelet. That's not bad. It's not bad. Not bad.
I got to call Alan and tell him I'm eating crabs at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the morning, 5:18 a.m. You're eating crabs. Hey, you know what?
What's that?
God bless you, buddy. If you got the stomach to do it, and
I can handle it,
you can handle it. Why not?
I got a little bit of a hangover from last night, and I said, you know what? I'm going to eat some crabs this morning, knock the edge off that hangover.
You drank a little beer with those crabs, were you?
No. I was drinking vodka.
Oh, man. Oh wow! So you're not gonna have a little hair of the dog that bit you this morning, are you?
No,
a little
no,
Bloody
no.
Mary or something like that?
No, I ran out. I might have to go out at 11 o'clock.
Oh man! Oh brother! Oh. Well, I think that's a first. I think you know we've had them eating deer sausage, and we've had them eating steak and goose breast and everything else on the air in the morning at 5 o'clock, but I don't think in 28 years we've had anybody call up and eat crabs while they're talking to us on the air.
Right here. Yeah, smack that little son of a gun, break him open a little bit.
There you go.
Hey, I picked a nice rifle up yesterday.
Did you? What'd you get?
A friend of mine had a Belgium made 8mm bolt action.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 5-power Weaver scope on it, which I don't think was original to the gun. I think the gun was probably made in the 1970s or 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It's post-war.
Right.
But set triggers on it. Man, I'm telling you, that back trigger, when you set that back trigger and touch that front one, you could breathe on it and
set
that thing off.
Man, that's okay.
It's nice.
First time I ever encountered an 8mm, I was 14 or 15 years old, okay? And I was in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, hunting on my best friend at the time's uncle's farm in a little town called Glencoe. We were on Bun's farm. You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm choking on this seasoning.
Get a little spice there, did you? Get a little crab spice?
I need a little vodka or something.
Yeah, something to wash it down. Forget coffee. We're, you know, it's lunchtime or whatever it was, and I was a walker back then. I walked after deer. I never sat still, and I encountered these two guys, on the edge of the woods, some logging road or something, and they're talking to each other, and I walked up, and we talked a little bit, and this guy says, I don't even remember the conversation. All I remember, honestly, I don't remember what the guy looked like, what either guy looked like, what they were dressed like. All I remember is the fact that this one guy had his rifle, and he was swinging with it. You know, had it under his arm, and he was kind of swaying back and forth with it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he had it pointed at both my legs, above the knee.
Oh.
And he's swaying back and forth. And I said, what kind of gun's that? He goes, an 8mm. You know, from the war. And I went, okay, well, nice talking to you guys. Goodbye. And off I went. I mean, I'm not dealing with that. You know, I was 14. I valued my, even then, I knew safety, and I valued my legs too much. So off I went.
you know, the GI's really rounded that out to 8 millimeter. They're really a 7.9.
Right.
And the GI's just rounded out to 8 millimeter.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
They're really a 7.9 millimeter. But yep. this is a nice rifle.
Yeah, it is. So, well, enjoy your crabs. I'm sorry you ran out of vodka, and
hey, about 10 o'clock, the liquor store's open, so I'll work on it.
All right, brother.
All right,
thanks, Ron.
Alan.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, bye. Oh man, Ron and I go back a long ways. Ron used to bring us crabs at the cycle shop out in Sykesville. He'd go out and catch some and steam them up and eat. He and his family would eat all they want. He'd come with a half bushel of crabs and, hey, you want some crabs? Sure, man. So we had a wonderful time with Ron. He's a good guy, Crabber Ron. Good guy. Eating crabs at 5 in the morning. Good grief. Hey, speaking about rifles, let me tell you about the rifles at Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's is your Browning hunting headquarters, you know, the full-line Browning dealer here in Baltimore. And they've got a couple that are really, really nice. I want to tell you about this value package. It's called a value package. It's the A-Bolt 3, the Hunter model. But here's the thing. It comes with a beautiful, beautiful walnut stock. It comes with a factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster scope, 4-12x40. It's a BDC rifle scope, so you can tell your yardage and that type of thing. It comes in 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington mag and 300 Win mag. It's a very nice looking gun, and I can't tell you the price, but I can tell you this. It is a very reasonably priced rifle. When you compare the Browning to anything else out there in the market and you're looking for a new high-powered rifle, there it is right there. Add this one to your collection. And then there's a newest one called the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon Speed. This comes in an arid urban camouflage with a DuraTouch finish, composite stock, a Cerakote finish barrel. It's kind of a bronze color. It comes with a fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, and bolt action. It comes in a few select calibers, including some pretty cool ones. And I'm not going to tell all to you because we just don't have time, but ask about that to see the Hell's Canyon Speed rifle. This is a nice, lightweight rifle. Very good looking, and you'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108.
Tropical Storm Hermine is expected to stall off the Mid-Atlantic coast as we head towards Labor Day, so most of the impacts will be felt at the beaches. A lot of cloud cover from this morning to the afternoon, and at times some gusty winds out of the northeast near 20 or 25 miles per hour. A high today around 77. Mostly cloudy and breezy overnight with a low near 60, and a cloudy and windy Sunday with a slight chance for a shower tomorrow and a high near 77. There still may be some gusty winds at times into Labor Day, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with a high to 81. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Redneck Blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com, or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
It's brand new and improved, easier to navigate, and features more stories and news than ever before. WCBM.com should be part of your daily routine. Stream us from your PC, Mac, tablet, or smartphone at WCBM.com.
Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season! Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season! I say it's duck season, and I say fire! Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right! Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season! Wabbit season! Duck season! Fire! Okay, this time you start it. Whatever you say. Wabbit! Duck! Fire!
Gotta love Daffy and Bugs, that's for sure. They really did like each other. So anyway, we get this email from my buddy Pat. Hey, got Ron beat, making soft crabs and eggs for breakfast now in Bedford, Pennsylvania. No hangover here, Pat. Ah, that came in on email. So I guess we started the crab breakfast wars here. Who's next?
I'm making etouffee and a crepes.
Come on, bring it on. Oh, if you want to sell something, call in, leave your number with Noah. Go on the air, tell us what you want to sell. If anybody wants to buy it, they'll call us, leave their number. We'll connect you two off the air. I'm not a flea market, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to reach out to the entire broad listening audience of this audio, of this radio show, and you can sell your stuff. Hey, cheaper than a classified, that's for sure. All right. Maryland Natural Resources police officers handled recreational crabbing and fishing violations. Fort Howard man was sentenced to serve 30 days in jail, and a $300 fine in Anne Arundel County District Court on August 23rd for stealing crabs from a commercial gear set near Bodkin Point. A fellow by the name of Robert Allen Durier, 45, was found guilty of theft after two watermen testified that on August 7th, 2015, they watched as the defendant dumped crabs from commercial pots onto the deck of his skiff. He threw the pots overboard without closing them, and then he sped off. An officer intercepted Durier and charged him. Durier was also found guilty of two counts of disrupting lawful fishing activity and two counts of removing fish, nets, or gear of another. Durier was taken into custody after his trial. An Anne Arundel County resident was charged Tuesday. That would have been, I don't know, whatever day that was, 28th or 29th, of crabbing multiple recreational crabbing violations by an officer on patrol on Rock Creek. William Carl Gehoe, Jr., 61, another old guy, Pasadena, received citations for exceeding two crab pots for residential use, having call rings closed on recreational crab pots, and failing to have bycatch reduction devices on residential pots. He also received a warning for failing to register his crab pots. An officer watched Gehoe remove crabs from three recreational crab pots near his pier. one more than state regulations allow landowners adjoining state waterways. As the officer talked to Gehoe, he learned the landowner had 21 crab pots adjacent to his pier. 21 crab pots. Upon checking the pots, the officer saw they did not have turtle excluder devices to prevent turtles from entering the pots or call rings to allow small crabs to escape the internal compartments. In addition, the officer learned that Gehoe had not registered his pots, which is free and required by the state. Court date is preliminary, I can't say that word, set for October 21st in Anne Arundel County District Court in Annapolis. So, you gotta take care of the law when you've got your pots off your dock, that's for sure. Officers on patrol Tuesday night on the Monocacy River in Frederick County charged a Silver Spring man with illegal fishing. Francisco Mauricio Zelaya, or Zelaya, was 46, was stopped shortly before 9 p.m. as he attempted to leave the Park Mills boat ramp, part of the Monocacy Natural Resources Management Area, which closes at sunset. He attempted to evade the officers, but finally stopped. Zelaya told officers he had not been fishing and did not have any fish in his van. He then allowed officers to check his cooler, which contained sunfish, catfish, and 11 smallmouth bass. That stretch of the river is designed for catch and return of largemouth and smallmouth bass, so possession is illegal. 10 of the 11 smallmouth bass measured under the 12-inch minimum size. Zelaya. That would be Francisco Mauricio Zelaya. Is due in Frederick County District Court October 12th if found guilty. He could be fined as much as $1,000. Hey, let's go to Matt in Pilesville. Good morning, Matt. How are you, buddy?
What do you say, Al? How are you, buddy?
I'm good. You?
I can't complain, Al. We're doing good anyway.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, Al. I talked to you about a month ago and talked to you about going to Minnesota doing a little fishing. We just got back.
How'd you do?
You know, Al, I'm not the world's greatest angler, but we sure had a lot of fun. How's that?
That's what it's all about right there, brother.
A lot of sunrise, a lot of sunset. I mean, we caught a lot of fish, Al. Nothing, you know, nothing like you see in the magazines. We were right on the Canadian border, caught a lot of northerns.
Yeah.
A lot of perch, and a lot of smallmouth.
Any walleye?
You know what, Al? That was really what I really wanted to do. And I caught one that we called it a cracker fish because it was about as big enough. It was big enough to fit on a cracker.
Yeah.
And you know, and I had to call you today too. And tying in with what you we were just talking about. You know, Alan, the older I get, the less I understand people. I honestly, Pete.
Really?
Yeah. You know, you talk about these people breaking the law, doing things they do, and there's just something that got on my craw. On my way home, I live up here in northern. I go through northern Baltimore County. We have a farmer that has planted acres and acres of sunflower seeds.
Right.
Now, these sunflowers are beautiful, but that is his livelihood, you know, and the county has put up no trespassing, no parking. And, Alan, you ought to see the people that just stop along the side of the road and pick these sunflowers. It just amazes. I guess maybe I don't know what to say. I know it sounds a little strange, but I just can't, the gall of people, I mean, you're literally taking money out of a farmer's pocket. You know what I mean?
I know. I get it.
I'm sorry, Al. It just, the traffic jam it causes, and these people taking. I mean, first of all, you're driving on somebody else's property. How would they like if I drove on their front yard? You know what I mean?
I'm with you, man.
Help me out. Help me out, Alan.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side. I mean, look, you're right. It is the guy's living, and for somebody to just pull along and pick a sunflower on private property, I mean, you know, do yourself a favor. Get yourself some seeds, plant them in your yard, and pick all you want on your own land. Well, I mean, come on. They're not that hard to, they're not that hard to grow, are they?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful. They are beautiful. But to cause the amount of traffic problems it's causing, and for the people to park there, and just to take, I mean, just to walk into the, through it, you know, and they're knocking them down, and I'm thinking, I guess I equate it to hunting property. I see it's something posted. I don't go. You know what I mean, Alan?
You're not allowed to go on anybody's property unless you have written permission anyway, posted or not.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
I do, yeah, of course.
Respect people's boundaries.
You have to, yep. Yep, I got you.
I'm sorry, just had to get that.
No, I'm glad you did. I'm fully in agreement with you, you know? So.
Well, Eli, Minnesota was something to behold because we found out there was a lot of areas you couldn't even use a motor, so we ended up in a canoe.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of, they call it boundary waters, but
right.
It was a good time. And you know, would I do it again? No, but it was something to do for. It was a first time thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yep, I got you. Well, it sounds like you had a very good time, and that's all that matters.
There you go, and Al, enjoy the show.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
See you.
All right, Matt. Bye bye. I like that cracker fish. I love that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. What do you want to talk about? You folks are running the show today. I got nothing else. So, look, I really don't. You know, I mean, I could talk about whatever, but I could tell them that I've been in touch with Upper Bay Gun Club. You know, that they were a sponsor here. And Tom Slavin is a very generous guy, and he's allowing the Maryland Hunting Coalition to have a dove hunt on the Upper Bay Gun Club properties on September 17th. They've been hunting the last couple days, and they've been shooting some doves. They've got sunflowers up and ready to go, and the sunflowers are ripe, and the doves are coming in, and they're shooting them. And they had a good first day hunt, pretty good second day hunt, and they'll shoot them again, I think, next Saturday, today and next Saturday. Maybe Monday, and then they give it a rest for a week when the coalition has their hunt on the 17th. So there won't be any hunting on the properties. The doves will be, you know, be used to coming back in there. They're not being shot at for over a week, and it'll be great. It'll be great going up there. If you want to participate, just reach out, call me, email me, go on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, check the Facebook page. It's all out there, all out there. So we have a couple things coming up. The Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, this is the lawmakers who are pro-hunter and pro-fisherman, are having a getaway in Western Maryland, actually on the same day as our dove hunt, and that's okay. I won't be there. I'll be at the dove hunt, but our advocate, Mr. Bill Miles, will be there, and he'll be interacting with, I don't know, probably 40, 50 members of the General Assembly at a kind of a casual location, and, you know, come to get to know them a little better. Some of the newer folks that are in the General Assembly will be there, and some of the old guard will be there. You know, the chair, the co-chairs of the caucus. And the caucus is very important to hunters and fishermen here in Maryland. They are pro-hunters and pro-anglers. And if you need to get anything done in the General Assembly as it relates to recreational fishing and hunting, these are the guys to go to. And we have a good working relationship with them. We have standing with them. They've recognized the Hunting Coalition as an entity that has importance with the caucus, and it's a very nice relationship, that's for sure. So for hunting issues, you know, we're interacting with these guys, and the Maryland Hunting Coalition has co-sponsored this event along with the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association. They're two platinum sponsors, so. We'll see what comes out of it. We will know that on the 25th after the getaway, the retreat up there in Western Maryland. The Hunting Coalition is going to have its own hunting summit, roundtable discussion like we did last year. This will be the second one we've done. We had 24 people there last year representing 17 organizations, and it looks like we're going to have more this year. So if you represent an organization, a club, a group, you know, an organized group here in Maryland, and you want to weigh in on something that's of concern to your group, your club, your organization, or hunters in general, just contact me again, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'll send you an invitation to the summit. It's in Annapolis from noon to 4 on September 25th. And we want to thank the Maryland Bowhunter Society for buying lunch for everybody, which is pretty cool. You know, we get them sandwiches and snacks and drinks and things like that, so it's all good there. We are compiling our body of work in a book to present to each one of the people at the summit, and it's quite a body of work. It's got our background information on Sunday hunting, our background information on strict liability, on the Poaching Restitution Act, the fact that the coalition was mostly responsible for getting Newtown Neck State Park reopened to hunting, 750-some acres in southern Maryland. We've helped procure a grant to Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry this year, the only money they've got, public money they've got. So, you know, the coalition is doing good work. And if you can help us out, well, we would love to have you help us out and, get involved in the Hunting Coalition. There's more stuff coming, too, some pretty exciting stuff that I'll be telling you about here shortly. We're reviewing a lot of that with our directors and our advisors, and we haven't come to a conclusion yet, but we're enthusiastic about a new project we're looking to take on, and we'll let you know about that. We may need some volunteers in your area, wherever you live. It might be, Western Maryland, it might be Southern Maryland, it might be Eastern Shore, Upper Shore, Lower Shore, Central Maryland. We might need some volunteers to help with this next project. So there you go. And by the way, we're going to be eventually putting up the dinner and benefit flyer and sponsorship information here probably this weekend. It's not up there yet, but that's March 25th of next year. We've already got our date locked in, so that'll be a sellout at 320 people, 40 tables. So that's that's the update on the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It's hard to do this without a phone call, isn't it? Hey, let's talk about Stauffer's Auction and Real Estate Company. It's the annual Sportsman Auction coming up Sunday, October 8th at 10 a.m. That's 21140 Leadersburg Pike outside of Hagerstown, Maryland. They're accepting consignments. Absolutely. Your stuff. Firearms, ammunition, hunting supplies, bows, fishing gear, clothing. Turn your extra items into cash. Here's what you do. You call Stauffer's Auction and Real Estate at 301-791-6896. Or you can email Denny Stauffer, Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, at stauffersauctionco.com and talk with Denny. And then when the auction comes, bring a friend, and your stuff will be sold at auction, and you can make some money on it. www.stauffersauctionco.com, October 8th.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing? HafersGuns.com. Class 3 firearms, HafersGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at HafersGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear. The toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Drew Tignanelli of Money, Riches, and Wealth. Each Wednesday night at 6 p.m., I interview a guest on personal finances to help educate you. Listen Wednesday night at 6 p.m. to Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of.
You know how many people I know that are going west here in the next day or two or week? I mean, there are a ton of people going from Maryland out to Colorado and other places, going elk hunting with a bow and, you know, just enjoying this early September rut of the magnificent elk. And we've got guys that are, you know, hey, I'm going to Colorado. I won't be around for the dove hunt. I'm sorry. I got another, and we're leaving for Africa. And that's got to be great. That's got to be great to be able to do that. I just, I envy those guys, and I live vicariously through them. And that's okay. That's okay. I'll get my chance one of these days. Let's talk to Matthew in Fort Smallwood Park, and then we'll talk to Don in Stony Beach. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Mr. Ellis, good morning, sir.
Good, great. What's going on?
Hopefully you like the comic I sent you yesterday about the
fall. Yeah, Wiley's Dictionary, the old BC comic, and Wiley with the book open on the rock. Everybody's seen that. Wiley's Dictionary, Last Call. And what was the...
Overzealous Duck, last sound on opening day.
On opening day of shotgun season, yeah. Last call.
I thought of you when I saw that.
I appreciate
that. I'm calling.
Yes, sir.
Just to give an advisory, anybody who wants to launch out of Fort Smallwood this morning at 5:30,
mm-hmm.
don't. I'm sitting here right by the battery, and I'm watching Whitecap about 40, 50 yards out, and it's already splashing across the wall. The wind's blowing about 20-some-odd miles an hour, and it's just not a safe environment.
Okay.
So, you know, we got the storm coming in. Just be smart. I know people want, because crabs are running very plentiful around here.
Okay.
Just to be smart and just stay home.
Yeah, it's not actually worth your life to catch a couple crabs, is it?
No, and I just watched a boat come in about a 14-foot with a 15-horsepower Johnson on the back, and I'm going, "You're seriously going to launch that in here?"
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I talked to NRP yesterday, and they're preparing for people not using common sense.
Well, they unfortunately have to.
Exactly.
Do you remember Lefty Cray, the fly fisherman? He's still around, by the way. Lives in Towson. Do you know the name Lefty Cray?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Do you know what Lefty said about common sense?
Oh, shoot. Now, you know, it's too early in the morning, and I haven't had my coffee.
Lefty Cray said common sense ain't so common.
Exactly. Anyway, I love your show. You know me.
Yeah, buddy.
I listen to you every Saturday morning. You guys have a blessed day and be safe in this stuff that's coming.
Thank you, Matthew, for the warning. I appreciate that.
Cheers.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, we got our first victim here. Don in Stony Beach wants to sell boat, motor, and trailer. What do you got?
Well, I have a 1997 scout boat.
Okay.
15.5-foot scout boat.
Okay.
It has a 97 Honda 4-stroke.
Okay.
On a trailer.
Is this a fiberglass or aluminum boat?
It is a fiberglass.
Okay, fiberglass. That's what I thought.
It's called a Sports Fisher. It has two consoles. I took one out. I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
It runs great.
Okay.
The story behind it, it has a trolling motor, a couple of crab traps, life preservers, and all that. When I retired a few years ago, I was looking for something that I could handle myself. I had a couple of bad knees and all that. So
it's
easy to get in, easy to get out. And I love that scout boat. I take it out now every once in a while, but it's a little too small to go across the bay, so I kind of upsize. And I hate to get rid of it. My wife says you're probably going to cry if somebody buys it, but I love the boat, but I got to get rid of it. I've already bought a bigger one. So it's a 1997 scout boat. If you look it up online, you can get a really good look at the two little consoles.
Okay.
So.
And you got them.
Yeah.
It comes with a trailer, right? Galvanized trailer?
It is.
Good.
I think it's called a load ride.
All right.
It was just, I just put some lights on it. Everything will be inspected. Well,
sure.
The trailer will be inspected if you get rid of it. Well, when I get rid of it.
Got it. All right.
So.
What do you want for it?
$3,000.
Okay, $3,000.
But yeah, I looked it up online, and that 4-stroke Honda is a really good motor, and I think it's worth about $1,000.
Right. And what horsepower is it?
It's a 50.
A 50?
50 electric start.
Wow.
Oh, that thing goes. Oh, let me tell you, it's like a big jet ski.
Yeah.
It's like a big jet ski, and again, you know, the reason I'm getting rid of it, I love it, is because I got another.
You got a bigger boat.
I need to get a big. I got an 18-foot well craft, so I can get it out in the big water, as they say.
Yeah.
I have taken that scout boat across the bay.
Okay.
And I bought it from a guy in Southern Maryland who fished and crabbed with the thing all the time.
Right.
It's a great, great crabbing boat.
Okay.
Plus, it's kind of low profile.
Yeah.
And
with a 50 on there, that'll get you out of trouble fast too.
Oh my God! And it's I had it tuned up a few times.
Yeah.
I replaced some units parts of the bottom because I hit something in the water.
Uh-huh.
But it's all fixed. Runs great.
Good. All right. Well, it sounds good there, Don. We will put it out there. So if we got anybody interested, they can call Noah at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and leave their number, and we'll hook you guys up.
Thank you. Alan?
Yes, sir?
They're crabbing. I just came across the Stony Creek Bridge. They're in the creek, crabbing. I saw the commercial boats going out of, going out of Cox Creek into the Patapsco heading down the bay.
Right.
So,
I wish them all the luck in the world. Bay. Just keep an eye on that weather out there. We don't want we don't want to lose any listeners. So,
yeah.
All right, sir. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Boat, motor, and trailer. 97 15-foot scout boat with a 50-horsepower Honda 4-stroke and a galvanized trailer. $3,000. That's a deal. Give us a call, 410-WCBM680. Noah will take your call, and he'll record your phone number. We'll hook the seller and the buyer up when it comes to that. And that's a service that we'll provide right here today only. So if you have anything to sell, come on, get online or get on board with us here. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, and lay it out there. You got a extra tree stand, you got a crossbow, you got a firearm of some kind, you got a boat, you got a camper. I have a buddy who has a 25-foot camper. It's in excellent condition. It's a tow behind. It's not a gooseneck or anything like that. It's a standard camper. He wants $4,000 for it. You can call the radio show. Leave your number if you want to get in touch with him. It's in excellent condition, really good shape, and it would make a great camper for those of you who want to tow a camper down to Sick of Deer Camp down in the marsh or, have a place out in western Maryland and you need a place to stay. Great camper. $4,000 for a 25-foot tow-behind camper. Not a bad price at all, and it's in excellent condition. So, and I know the guy, and he keeps his stuff great. So you can give us a call on that one, too. Anybody else? You're welcome to call. Email address, if you want to email me and express your interest in the camper, the boat, or anything else, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And, we'll do it that way, too. Just trying to do something a little different here this morning. Just something a little different. So is that our music already? Really? 50 seconds to go. What can I say in 50 seconds that will inspire people? Call in. The number is 410-WCBM-680. I don't know if that did it or not. Either way, if you have to leave us, my name is Alan Ellis, and we encourage you to visit the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. See what's going on there. Hit the Facebook page, Facebook/MD Hunting Coalition, and you'll be glad you did. We're the voice of the hunter in Annapolis. So, we're the only ones. All right, time to get out of here. Get out, stay safe, protect yourself.